Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Glad you could be with us for this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. We are wrapping up our two-week investigation into the book, It's True, An Evangelical Pastor's Journey to Truth in the Mormon Church, a book written by Tom Scott, who in recent months has been making the rounds in various Mormon firesides and book signings, and a lot of Mormons are really impressed by this book. Hopefully, after our 10 episodes of looking at this book, you'll find that, yes, we are a little bit disappointed, because I'll be quite honest with you, Eric, the subheading, the subtitle here, An Evangelical Pastor's Journey to Truth in the Mormon Church, I know that if it did not have that subtitle, this book would not be a big seller, and his reputation really wouldn't be all that out of the ordinary.
Well, and that's true as well, you're right, because every minute of the day, somebody is becoming a Mormon. There's that many people. And so this is not a unique story in that sense. But the only way it is unique is because this is supposedly an evangelical pastor.
And when I looked at the subtitle, here's what I was really thinking. I'm going, oh, I could see why this would impress a lot of people, because maybe this is an evangelical pastor who was really worth his doctrinal salt, who is going to take Mormonism through the doctrinal ringer and see if the doctrines of Mormonism could meet up with what the Bible has to say, or meet the standards of the Bible.
So he would have a basis to be able to say it's true.
Yes, exactly. That's what I was thinking. As I go through the book, I have to admit, I'm not that impressed. This guy does not sound like he's a theological giant to begin with. His resume and how he's moved from church to church to church, and now your research into one of the reasons why he was moving from church to church to church, starts to open up this whole new horizon of why I can't be all that impressed. Now, a Mormon might be. They might be. But I'm sorry, I can't. This is not a guy who joined the Mormon church in any different way than anybody else who's joined the Mormon church. Most people end up joining the Mormon church. Why? Because they find the people to be nice. And granted, that's a plus for the LDS people. We have never tried to take that away from them. They are very nice people. But I rarely, rarely ever find anybody who joined the Mormon church, not for much less doctrinal reasons at all, but who has somehow made what the New Testament teaches gel with what Joseph Smith was later coming up with. A person who really understands the doctrinal positions of the evangelical community would not be so gullible in this area.
Well, how does he come about to be a Mormon? This is what he writes on page 74. He has sessions with the missionaries, and after each session, they were given assignments and were to continue to ask the Heavenly Father if what we were receiving was true. Maggie and I continued to pray about the truthfulness of the Book of Mormon. So he and his wife together are praying about it. Their son Tommy is praying about it. And within a 24-hour period, they're all trying to contemplate and figure this out. Within 24 hours, they have all determined on their own that this is true. The last part of the story is interesting, because Tom goes to his son Tommy. And so Tommy had asked for a shooting star and sees a shooting star in the summer night in Utah, which isn't uncommon to see. We've seen many of them here. And he said that was a confirmation that it was true. So all three today.
Yeah, he puts out another fleece, kind of like his father. And again, right there, that tells me that Tom Scott cannot be a theological giant when he's throwing out fleeces like this. That just shows me a problem right here. I don't look at Gideon in a positive way for doing that. And I don't think God did. I think God was more tolerating Gideon when that happened. It's not really the method that we use to find out God's direction for our lives. But Tom throws out these fleeces. He gets signs from street signs, and it just doesn't impress me. And no, he's probably, maybe he is sincere about this. Maybe this is more than just a job venture for him, a 15 minutes of fame. I don't know. I'm just not impressed.
Well,
by it.
We have seen it by looking at this book in the past 2 weeks. We have seen a lot of holes in his book that he really needed to have expounded more. If you're going to be fair to your reading audience, I mean, he's charging $12 for an 80-page book. Why not just go ahead and make it 120 pages, 180 pages, however long you need, and get into more of the experience, and then show us that you've actually done some homework when it comes to Mormonism. But looking for shooting stars and street signs, as you mentioned, are not very impressive to somebody on the outside who's trying to determine truth. He says that on page 77, he says, "I had searched for truth and for what is true in my life, and now I had the answer. It was in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. It's true." Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Scott, you have not shown any objective person any reason besides your own emotional and personal experiences that this was a great new start for you, a new place to begin, and you were accepted by the people that were here. But I see no reason why you, if you were truly a Christian, that you had to have become a Mormon to find truth, because I just don't believe truth is found in the Mormon Church.
What I have a problem with this book is that he tries to play the martyr sometimes when he talks about people treating him badly. And yet we know, when we do a little bit more digging, his behavior during that time period is what caused people to probably treat him badly. Maybe they didn't see in him some real repentance for what he had done.
That's a good point.
And if there's no repentance, well, how do you expect people to treat you? Now, I believe in repentance, and if Tom Scott has repented, if he's repented of those things, I believe that God can actually forgive. I'm not taking that away from him. But there's a lot that he puts in this that gives a bad taste in your mouth about the evangelicals that he knew before. Like when he talks about how the Mormons, when he moved to Utah, you know, showered him with furniture and things like that. And he makes it sound like this was a new experience for him. But then we find out, when we do a little bit more digging and interviewing people back where in Ohio, that that's exactly what happened when the family would move from church to church in a new area. He experienced the same thing among the evangelical Christians.
Sure he did.
But he doesn't tell that part of the story.
Well, that's what the whole point of this book is. It's filled with half information, and the other half you're not getting, which would have possibly made him look bad, especially with the new people he's trying to impress, the Mormon people, is conveniently left out. And I think it's wrong to tout yourself as being an evangelical pastor and not give the whole story of who you were. And I'm not saying evangelical pastors are perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but by you not including some of this important information, I don't think Mr. Scott is sincere in any kind of repentance that you're talking about. I mean, if he the only time he makes a confession is that he wasn't the best dad, but then he tempers that at the end of the paragraph by saying he had to press into God, and this was the only alternative he had, and that's how he leaves it, and that's about all that we get for any kind of a confession, when he was not, a very good pastor, by having so many churches and leaving for interesting reasons. And B, I don't think he was a good father and dad a good father and dad would not have left his family behind and made his former wife look to be a maniac, crazy woman that he needed to get away from. She had definite problems, but a lot of those problems, from the people I talked with, were caused by emotional abuse that they said he was giving to his wife.
What would be our message for Tom Scott? I mean, no doubt he's probably read your 14-page review. You did send him a link to it to let him know. What would be our message for him? Because, you know, I know we've been pretty hard on this. We've been hard on him. I don't think we've been overly hard on him. But, I mean, if, in fact, he really believes this, okay, what if he doesn't?
Well, that's an interesting thing. And what could possibly be next in line for him if he gets tired, as he has with other multi-level marketing ideas? You know, will he move on to something else? That's something I've wondered about. Is this just a fad in his life? And then he'll be saying the next thing in line is true. But when you ask what's our message to him, I want him to know I care very much about him as an individual and for his soul. I very much do. I don't know all that went into it. Was this a sincere book that he's writing in sincerity, trying to get across this message by leaving the things out? I just doubt he is sincere. But I would love to sit down with him. The original invitation I gave him back in October of 2012, that I wanted to sit with him and ask him questions, I never intended to go and do all this research. It was because he would not respond to me that I had to write a review. I needed to find out the answers to my questions. And I was able to find that by doing research, which, by the way, in the 21st century is not difficult to do with the internet. I was able to find former members, former pastors, others who were willing to talk to me and tell me lots that this book did not include. And I just wondered, why wouldn't he have included it? I think he needs to come out and explain that to the public and explain that to the Mormons, that this book was not the complete truth.
There could be a good chance that if, in fact, this book was written merely for, you know, to promote his new business out here. It is a multi-level plan, if I understand.
Marketing, correctly. Uh-huh. Yeah.
He's no doubt got a good market among the Mormon people. If that starts to fizzle out, you're right. If he wrote this to kind of further that business or give him his 15 minutes of fame, that's going to come to an end at some time. And if it was done for those reasons, he probably will move on to something else. My message to Tom is, look, if you really believe the things that you should have believed as an evangelical pastor, you need to come back. You need to come back. You need to put this aside and realize you've been duped into coming to a conclusion that has duped millions of others, and thousands of those millions have realized they were duped and come out of the Mormon church once they find out the facts. And that's something I think he leaves a lot out of when it comes to his conversion, the facts of Mormonism.
Well, Jesus says, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and to lose his soul? And it's not, if this is for a business or popularity, whatever else, it's not worth it. The truth is most important.
And if there are some things in his life that are eventually going to come out, it could very well that the Mormon people will probably turn on him too. And they'll turn on him hard, because we've seen this happen many times. When you're in good graces, they can be the nicest of people. But sometimes, when those graces leave, the Mormon people can be very tough on fellow members.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Let me ask you this. Are you confidently prepared to share your faith with your Latter-day Saint friend or acquaintance? Do you feel you have an adequate grasp of Mormon doctrine and history? Well, if not, then we encourage you to attend Mormonism Research Ministries' Compassionate Boldness Symposium, coming up on Saturday, March 23rd. This four-hour event will take place at Shadow Mountain Church in West Jordan, Utah. MRM's Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson will focus on such issues, such as the Book of Mormon, the Godhead, and salvation. Special emphasis will be made on how to answer LDS proof texts and the questions Mormons may pose. Now again, this event is free and open to the public, so everyone is invited to come. For those who would like to do further research, a book table will also be available. This Compassionate Boldness Symposium will take place starting at 9 a.m. on Saturday, March 23rd at Shadow Mountain Church, located just off Old Bingham Highway at 9324 South and 5600 West in West Jordan. As always, we look forward to seeing you there.